Hi there. We're back on Immunize Wisely, Ingrid Castle show. She'll be back next week. And we are interviewing Les Jamieson, and we're talking about 5G with Chance from West Virginia. Go ahead, Les.
Sure. Just to finish answering your question, Chance, about how can you identify a 5G antenna? There are different designs. I think we can all see what an antenna looks like, though. A lot of them you'll see stacked on building tops, like especially buildings that are in 4 to 8 stories. And, you know, they're these electronic looking rectangular shapes, kind of white or silver usually. And you also see them on towers that look like these huge poles, like in the countryside. You see them, and they look sort of like a tree sometimes, and or even disguised as a tree. But you look closely, and you see these electronic rectangular objects on there. And now, many of these might, right now anyway, are 4G, but they have the capability to be switched to 5G. And you know what? Even if they're 4G. They're still part of this grid, and you don't want to get close to them, okay? You don't want to live anywhere close to them because you will get sick. So and so will, you know, any pets, animals, and so forth. So also
we have a problem, Les. You were saying that Elon Musk is putting them out in space. How are we going to get away from them? How in creation are we going to get away from them?
You know, that is the $60 million question, because if they get turned on, there is no escape. It's 24/7. See, now as it is, you know, everybody can choose to minimize cell phone use. Everybody can do a wired connection from their computer to their laptop. I mean, it's a computer to their router, and you can shut off Wi-Fi in your home. There are many other things you can do to mitigate and minimize wireless technology around you. But if they're in space and those get turned on, folks, the whole planet is going to be bathed in 5G wireless radiation. And so there will be no escape, which is insane, folks. This is just insanity. And, okay, all that said, here's what we need to know, is that there are people at the local level, again, that are stopping 5G, you know, small cell antenna deployment in their own towns. And we got to start there. We have to do notices, non-consent to members of Congress, to the president, and I'm doing one to him, William Barr, and Michael Pompeo, and also to Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell, and because these are the decision makers, and we just got to really notify these people. Isn't it interesting that the Pentagon is now in a conflict with the FCC because they granted a license for 5G satellites to a company called Ligado Networks that will be using part of the the radio frequency spectrum that is adjacent to the GPS broadband spectrum. Therefore, when they turn on these satellites, it can interfere with GPS. And that is a serious conflict with a military capability and basically military security, as well as commercial usage of GPS, which is, you know, broad-based, and all the commercial airlines utilize GPS extensively. You know, you get the idea, you get the picture. This is insanity. So just I urge everybody to continue to Inform yourselves, inform others, and get connected to local groups. Get involved. My email address, too, I can help to connect you. Is my email is smartmetersand5g@gmail.com. I'm going to have to go soon. Let me see if there's a few more websites that I would urge people to get in touch with. One is, 5gcrisis.com. 5gcrisis.com. An excellent website with a lot of science and reports and so forth is ehtrust.org. That's ehtrust.org. One I gave earlier was 5gspaceappeal.org. Here's another excellent one called, it's scientists4wiredtech.com. That's scientists4wiredtech.com. Okay, and there are many more good ones. And folks, we are part of a global population that is arising in our awareness and our activism, saying no to 5G, saying we do not consent. So let's stay active. Let's continue to do outreach. Tell our friends, our activist networks and other groups that this is the existential threat because of the imminence of this whole 5G infrastructure on the ground as well as in space being implemented, and these laws that have been put into place to fast track it all. We need to fight back, and we can win this through our shift in consciousness, through our communications, through our activism. And Sally, you're doing a great justice to this whole cause. I want to thank you for having me on tonight.
Well, thank you very much, Les Jamieson. And know the number 2, smartmetersand5g@gmail.com. You can contact Les Jamieson there. It will be underneath in the archive, which is tinyurl.com/immunizewisely, wisely with a Z. And thanks again, Les Jamieson, for sharing and for activating people in New York City, where we live, and teaching people how to activate elsewhere. So thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Sally. Have a great night.
Okay, bye-bye now. Well, that was my friend Les Jamieson. I've known him for probably over 10 years. He has always been active, obviously not on 5G, but he has taken this and run with it and is probably the premier activist within New York City on this issue, and it's a big issue. Let's see. Oh, yes, I have a blog on 5G because I saw an article talking about autistic children's brains being saturated with aluminum put out by the Children's Medical Safety Institute, CMSI. And I thought, wow, oh my gosh, this radiation is really going to affect them. And I have seen a woman's child who is autistic. When she brought him to a college campus, there was so much Wi-Fi there that he was tumbling and turning and like scrambling around and around on the ground, and everyone thought he was being funny, but he wasn't. He was being driven to extremes by the Wi-Fi on the campus. And he eventually tore his pants and was bleeding. And, you know, and everyone's thinking he's so cute and funny and he's being tortured. Well, so this is what brought me to the issue of 5G. I thought if this could have such an extraordinary effect on this little boy, and we amp it up, the electromagnetic frequencies, and we amp it up to 5G, I can't imagine what's going to be happening next. So, yeah, check out my blog. It's called tinyurl.com/5GRefugee. And refugee has two E's at the end. So I have just an incredible compilation of information. And Catherine J. Frompovich, who I recommended you check out her articles for Activist Post, she's the top interview. And she will explain this like ain't nobody ever explained 5G to you. I'm telling you. Basically, what she's saying is going from 3G to 4G is a certain increment, a percentage, like 20% increase. Going from 4G to 5G is 1,000 times the frequency. So I really hope people take this seriously. Anyway, lots of information. I don't know if anyone's noticed. Where did the bees go? You know, the smaller the animal, the more likely they are to be affected. But bees themselves have a frequency. The bumblebee, for example, it stays aloft not because its wings are big. They're quite small compared to the size of the bee. It stays aloft through frequency. It's bzzz. That's a frequency, right? Anyway, the very good article about the birds and the bees and 5G and amongst the many, many, many links. Also, I would check out Dr. Horton's explanation. Alfred Lambremont Weber, who I've had on this program, a really interesting man, he interviewed Dr. Horton. And the second – you'll see that among the many links. And the second half of that interview is mind-boggling. In terms of how 5G can be used as an attack, to attack people, and you know, through directed energy, basically, I guess. But we're always told that they're short waves, and it's not really. You know, we have to put the poles every 300 feet because they're such short waves. Well, how, if they're such short waves, can, if directed outward, can they, without losing any power, hit something 1,000 feet away, you know? So, and that's what she explains. It's really disconcerting, and she explains it well. So, all right, I'm not supposed to be talking about 5G. I have to get back to vaccines, and boy, do I have to. They're, you know, the whole COVID-19 thing is, it's tied in with vaccines and it's tied in with 5G. Les was talking about the invisible rainbow and how the Spanish flu, he didn't say specifically, was started because of, what was it called? The communications wireless, some wireless communication thing that was invented at around the same time and used. So it's always seems to be tied in with these flu outbreaks, as with the Wuhan virus or COVID-19, whatever you want to call it. So it's weird how it's interconnected. You know, a century before, interconnected with vaccines and the outcome of vaccinating people. But Dr. Mary's Monkey talks about the use of vaccination and radiation. So, you know, an effective way to kill someone. So it's not completely crazy that they're constantly being, when you put the two together, you get a bad result. However, there's a bill in Congress called H.R. 6666, which everybody is very concerned about because it's called the TRACE Act. And I'm bringing this up not because you haven't heard about it. I'm sure you have. And I want you to go to that blog. I compiled a lot of information about that. tinyurl.com/HR6666. Okay. But what people don't realize is there is a bill that has already passed the House, not the Senate. The House, and it is called H.R. 6800, and H.R. 6800 includes, it appears, H.R. 6666. and it's already passed the House. So I want to read you what it says, but it's too long for me to read at this interval. If we have a nice stretch of time later, I'll read it to you. I want you to hear it. But, you know, I do a lot of interviews during the week as well. I'm going as fast as I can, trying to get as much important information so I can, you know, stop things, I guess. My whole plan is to just stop things. I have no plan to do anything. Just stop doing bad things to us. We'll all be just fine. So here we go. Okay, so H.R. 6800, which I told you has passed the House, is called the HEROES Act. So H.R. 6666 is the TRACE Act, and H.R. 6800, the HEROES Act, appears to contain everything that we don't want from the TRACE Act, okay? And that's just part of it. And that's all under the health segment. But I interviewed a woman last week who has taken a positive action. She has created a petition to send to governors such that the World Health Organization, who has said, we will come into your homes, we will separate people, you know, we believe the COVID will be the next place to find COVID is in the homes. We'll come into your homes and we'll determine who needs to be removed. Of course, every parent in the world knows who they're talking about. It's children. It's always children. And there's another thing they're saying. If you don't have one bathroom per person, then that's, you know, a breeding ground for COVID. I mean, this is so unbelievable. You know, they're literally coming into your homes, so they want to trace you, track you, visit you, remove your children. And this woman has written a petition to governors saying, don't allow the separation of families. You know, she's going right to the heart of it. But I tell you what the heart of it is. It starts with the test. I just interviewed Dr. Leonard Caldwell, who explains everything so simply. It's like, wow, that was simple. You know, everything he's ever said is just, he explains things so simply. And what he said is the chip is in the test. They wouldn't, if they wanted your saliva, they'd just take a swab of the inside of your cheek. No, they have to stick something all the way up your nose and into your brain. He said the only reason they would do that is because the chip is there. Well, there you go. Everybody's afraid of getting a chip in a vaccine, and he's saying the chip is in the test. And I bet he's right. Dollars to donuts, he is. And there are a lot of other reports about the test causing all kinds of problems. But if it's the chip you're concerned with, let's stop it at the test, you know? And of course, the tests appear to not be legitimate, you know, illegitimate. That was, of course, proven by the president of Tunisia. And the president of Tunisia tested a fruit, and the fruit came up positive for COVID, and so did a bird and a goat. But anyway, I have a lot of other things to speak with you about when I get back. You're welcome to call in. My name is Sally L. Cordy. I normally host Vaccine Free America, which precedes this, but today I am sticking around and hosting Ingrid Castle's program, Immunize Wisely. Thank you, Ken. Talk soon.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Extend your life.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend Over.
Hi, everybody. This is Sally O'Cordy. I would like at this moment to just give a shout out to Jim O'Kelly, who's been both mine and Ingrid's guests in the past. But he has a billboard up right now. And if people would just pay attention to him, our lives would all be much better, because he has been saying for years and can prove it up, down, and sideways that viruses don't exist. So if the boogeyman, a virus, doesn't exist, what are we all going bonkers over, you know? I'm looking for the actual billboard. I want to read it to you, because he is known as the guy who gets billboards up about vaccines to educate people. One of his most popular ones was, "Vaccines will work when pigs fly." And he has, of course, a flying pig. But I want to read this one to you, if I may. I'm trying to get it up. Here it goes. Yes, vaccines. Oh, viruses are dead. Oh, great. Now I can't say it. Oh, gosh. Oh, boy. Okay, I'll try to read it. Viruses are dead. You have been lied to. Google for proof. Are viruses alive? And then he has his website at the bottom, shotsoftruth.com. He even gives his phone number, and I'm going to give you his phone number. It's Jim Dandy O'Kelly, 219-508-5597. Tell him Sally O'Cordy sent you. And if you have any questions, but I would check out his website, shotsoftruth.com. So the minute I heard about COVID-19 or about the health emergency, I immediately said, okay, everybody take this banner calling for a national moratorium on vaccinations now. Put that on your cover for Facebook. Okay, then take Catherine Frumpovich's a 28th Amendment to the Constitution for health care freedom and tell your legislator to sponsor it. And then you have been lied to, shotsoftruth.com. You know, I should have probably put that at the top, because I am just sick to death of all the fear that is generated as a result of viruses which don't exist. What are viruses? Look up the old medical dictionaries. They're morbid poisons. Morbid poisons. And that's exactly what you'll find in every single vaccine. Morbid, deadly poisons. Okay. Now, I want to talk to you about what's happening in New York City and what has recently come out. I have a blog called tinyurl.com/savingnyc. And I have that because a nurse said that she was reporting for a friend of hers that they were murdering people in the hospitals in New York City. And of course, everything was being called a COVID death. And even Donald Trump said they're piling up bodies in New York City. Well, help. You know, I wrote to him in March for help on this because I believe this woman. Well, finally, the nurse she was referring to that she was speaking on behalf of has been interviewed at length. And what she revealed, you know, nobody can get in to see their relatives, their loved ones. And there is no monitoring of what is transpiring. Now, many doctors have come forward at this point saying these ventilators are killing people, and nurses have. And so, you know, hyperbaric oxygen chambers, I guess, aren't all the rage, but they should be. I understand from Dr. Carley, save them only for firefighters. But if people are having trouble breathing, why don't we do that instead of these ventilators? What she said is they have killed 100% of her patients. 100%. The only guy who got out of alive unhooked himself. I don't know how he did it, because what else did she talk about? But soft restraints. Soft restraints. If you can't, you know, they may as well be shackles. If you cannot walk out of a hospital of your own volition, whenever you want, for whatever reason you want, you know, this is terrible. This is really terrible, especially in light of the fact that, and 100%, she was saying people in their 20s were dying. We're not talking about 84-year-olds. So she's not the only one. Another, the nurse who described what she said, okay, that's, you can consider them as one. Another nurse from a different hospital who had worked in two different hospitals during this is saying the same thing. A third nurse has just come out. I have yet to hear her testimony. It's basically, this is testimony, people speaking about what's transpiring. And then, of course, the woman from the Dominican Republic who said that they had injected everybody and everyone had died. They had injected her too. Goodbye, my love. They will pay one day. There you go. The funeral directors can't understand it either.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Hi there, this is Sally Elcordy again. I'm basically want to say that John Rappaport wrote about what's going on in New York City today. This woman's testimony has made a tremendous impact. You really must see it. I have it at the tinyurl.com/savingnyc. However, what he says is, at the end of the day, and this is a really good question, he says, let's get down to the core of the death protocol. Who ordered it? Who started it? Who's enforcing it? I don't have the answer, but I'd like the answer too. The fact that they are literally, it is horrifying. And I wish that I knew before now where it was going on. They were unspecific as to which hospital it was, but they all the three nurses I just referred to are working in different hospitals, and they're all giving the same story. And one of those nurses worked in two hospitals, so that would be four hospitals all giving the same story. So it's not a particular doctor, a particular hospital, but someone's ordered it, someone started it, and someone's enforcing it. So I just say, we do need to get to the bottom of that, right? I'm assuming the families would like to. Anyway, what else? Well, anyway, so this lady was on a couple of programs, one of them being Tucker Carlson, and a very short interview didn't cover anywhere near what should have been covered, and stressed the whole virus thing, you know, so reinforcing the wrong issue. You know, the issue is that people are being murdered. The but again, in terms of they've been exposed to a virus. No, they've just taken a test that isn't faulty, or they haven't taken it, or they are there for a stroke. They have nothing to do with anything, and yet they're dying of COVID, no matter what they die of, and everyone's dying. So this is just, I don't know what to do. I'll be honest with you. I don't know what to do. I've written to Donald Trump, my mayor, and my governor don't care. They just don't care. Today, there was an action outside of the New York Bar Association because Alan Dershowitz came out and said, and I'm doing a show on this next week. Please tune into Vaccine Free America next week. I have a legal expert coming on with me to weigh in on this issue. However, she's been on before, Jamie Cosenza. She really does know the particular what Alan Dershowitz is citing, Jacobson versus Massachusetts. She's particularly knowledgeable about that law. So anyway, or about that ruling. Anyway, so what Alan Dershowitz said when he was on with Jason Goodman is that the Supreme Court has upheld that anybody can be stuck in the arm under these extraordinary circumstances, basically is what he's saying. And, you know, and Jason Goodman said, where is that in the Constitution, which I completely appreciated. But so she's going to come on and discuss this. But nonetheless, what happened in New York is that the legislature, because of COVID-19, took away their own power and gave emergency powers to the governor. Okay? Now the governor has said he's going to use New York as the guinea pigs for the COVID-19 vaccine that was written about in the New York Post. And so now Dershowitz comes out and says, we can force vaccinate you. We can shove a needle in your arm. And the Supreme Court backs me up. Okay. And now the New York Bar Association was meeting on that today. So he has complete autonomy. He doesn't even have to run it by the New York Bar Association, but he probably is. So he has somebody backing up the legitimacy of what he's about to do, having offered all of us as guinea pigs. The question then is he not even going to wait for the FDA to approve the COVID-19 vaccine? That's the question. And I've had Sandy Lanier on my program, and she said that this is going to alter our DNA, not just once, but perpetually. Well, that's a first. We haven't had a vaccine do that particular, pull that number on us. I'm going to have a lot of links to give you to follow up on everything I've been telling you. And you will find them at vaccinefreeamerica.chatandgo.com and immunizewisely.chatandgo.com, because I don't want you not to be able to follow up on everything I'm telling you. Okay, now let us get back to HR 6800. Oh, Colorado, I forgot. I apologize. Colorado may have lost a great deal of freedom in terms of children and vaccines. And I don't know if it also includes the COVID vaccine. So there's a lot I don't know about in regard to Colorado. I tried to get someone from Colorado to come on the program, but it was very last minute and I couldn't secure someone. Regardless, this is not good news. Every time you turn around, some state is losing its religious exemptions, philosophical exemptions, medical exemptions, and they're adding vaccines to the schedule constantly. So when I was a kid, I had 5 doses in 3 shots. That's it. That's what I had as a kid. Today, it's 72 doses, possibly 76, and always growing. They want to give your kids shots for sexually transmitted diseases. Currently, that would be the HPV Gardasil vaccine or the hepatitis B vaccine in the schools without your parental consent. Even if they don't pass a law, the almighty health department may decree that this is fine and that'll be fine. I mean, I really want to know, how do you get to run for president of the health department? That's really what we all need to do. Everybody should run for president of the health department, because at the end of the day, no matter what, this person has got more say-so than all the legislators combined. That's the real deal. Anyway, what I'm looking to share with you now is HR 6800. I said I would read that to you, and by gum, I will. Let's find it. Got so many links open here. Okay. Here we go. How much time? I do have time. Good. Okay. This blog is tinyurl.com/HR6666. Eternal Vigilance. Oppose HR 6666. The Trace Act. And now within HR 6800, the Heroes Act. This has already passed the House. Now I'm going to read it to you. Text of Bill HR 6800 is right here. Health Provisions. It's called the HERO Act, which stands for Health and Economic Recovery Omnibus Emergency Solutions Act. Health Provisions. Here we go. Contact Tracing. The CDC would be required to award grants state, local, tribal, and territorial health departments to carry out systems for testing, contact tracing, surveillance, containment, and mitigation of COVID-19, including guidance on voluntary isolation and quarantine of positive cases. A total of $75 billion would be authorized for these efforts. Data tracking. Every laboratory that performs or analyzes COVID-19 tests would be required to submit a daily report to the Department of Health and Human Services, which would be made available to the public in a searchable electronic format. HHS would establish an online reporting portal for healthcare providers to track and transmit data about their inventory and capacity related to COVID-19 on a biweekly basis. HHS would be required to update and make public a report on the collection of data on race, ethnicity, age, sex, and gender of individuals diagnosed with COVID-19. It talks about Medicaid and Medicare and other domestic health provisions. You definitely want to look at Medicaid and Medicare, though, but it's quite wordy. COVID-19-related treatment would be covered with no cost sharing for federal civilians, veterans, and people enrolled in TRICARE. The president would be required to appoint a medical supplies response coordinator to serve as the point of contact for the healthcare system. And on the Food and Drug Administration would be authorized to destroy counterfeit devices and would be able to enforce a requirement that drug manufacturers develop a risk management plan, HHS, blah, blah, blah. Global Health, the State Department, would be required to produce an after-action report on effects on efforts to repatriate Americans back to the U.S. during the COVID-19 pandemic. It would also submit a mitigation plan to assist federal voters overseas in conjunction with the Defense Department. The president would be required to establish a U.S. Global Health Security Coordinator, which was formerly a National Security Council position that was eliminated in 2018. The U.S. would be authorized to participate in the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovation, CEPI, which is a consortium that develops vaccines for high-priority epidemic threats. Well, all I can say is this is just one part of a different bill. So I guess HR 6666 had gotten people off their couches and speaking out. So they took it and they put it into HR 6800, which has already passed the House. So call your U.S. senators and object to H.R. 6800. Call your House representatives and object to H.R. 6666. Okay? All right. What else is happening? I don't know. I don't know if anyone... Isn't this ironic? I'm coughing up a storm. Yep. Come and get me. Anyway, so that's about it. I've got 15 minutes left and nothing left to talk about as far as I'm concerned. I'm just so sick of all of this. I'm sure everybody else out there is too. You know, the threat, the threat, the threat. But while the threat is looming, guess what's actually happening? Children are dying after their hepatitis B shots on the first day of birth. We're number one in infant mortality on the day of birth. And we are some disgraceful number in infant mortality, you know, through the entire first year. But we give 33 doses to infants. I only had 5 doses in my whole life. But we give 33 doses to infants, and they're dying, and nobody cares. So I welcome and consider it a peculiar blessing that COVID-19 has come about, because it is a threat to all Americans, including adults. And it's time for you to stand up for yourself, because I will stand up for children. I will stand up for myself, but I will stand up for children. Will adults stand up for themselves now? You know, because it's truly coming to you. They're not messing around. If they would do this, if they would give 33 doses of poison, to morbid poisons, to infants, cute little babies that we cherish, if they would do that, believe me, a shot or two, and I hear it's 2 shots, by the way, to you on an annual basis, which is what they're calling for. This is what I understand. No big whoop. No big whoop. It'll change your DNA perpetually, and you'll be tracked and traced in everybody you ever pass or come in contact with or whatever. People will show up at their houses. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. So I want you to do something to protect yourself and your family. As I said, I've had 6 events canceled. 6 events since this COVID thing went down. They don't want us speaking out. And today being Exposed Bill Gates Day, which I don't even know who started this, but it's certainly trending on Twitter, I'll tell you that much. Exposed Bill Gates Day, well, you know, he says nobody can go back to their lives until they've gotten the vaccine. As if he's like, what? Money can buy anything, right? I don't think we should even have legislators. I think all voting should be direct voting. All proposed legislation should come from the people with no sponsorship and lobbyists and all the rest of it. We really don't need legislators. We can do it ourselves. We all know how to read, and we all think better than they do, because there's no incentive for us, thank God. You know, thank God for that. But anyway, so next week I'm going to have Jamie Cosenza come on and evaluate 12 different legal actions, lawful actions, actually, proposed by different people. I thought, you know, I really do want to descend on something of worth, but I don't know enough about the law to discern what's worth descending on, because I will rally people to, you know, act where all of them you can participate in, but nobody's going to participate in 12 things. So we've got to whittle it down, find out what the really good ones are, and go with them. You know, so that's what next week's show is all about, is reviewing 12 different lawful actions and deciding, maybe with your help, maybe you'll call in and say, I think this is the best action. You know, I'd be delighted if you would. you know, what's worth pursuing. So I have a really kind of a great big announcement coming, because I've been protesting for a long time, sometimes all by myself. And it's been a lonely road. So it's good to have help from people. But I'll tell you about what's coming up next when we return on Immunize Wisely. Sally L. Cordy standing in for Ingrid Castle.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi there. I would like to make an announcement before I pick up Ken from New York, or before my producer does. We had two wonderful guests this evening. The first one was Christina England, journalist and author of 3 important books regarding vaccination and related tragedies. And she writes for the LibertyBeacon.com mostly, but she writes for a multitude of papers as well. And her books are the ones that you can get readily are Vaccination Policy in the UK Government, The Untold Truth. And the one about the HPV vaccine is called Shattered Dreams. And her name again, Christina England. Then Les Jamieson, who is talked to you about 5G, can be reached at 2 smart meters and 5G at smartmeters@gmail.com. Know the number 2, smartmeters, and 5G at gmail.com. Okay, Ken from New York, what's up?
Hi. You remember a few years ago Cuomo ordered all of the healthcare workers in New York to take a vaccine? You remember what happened?
I covered that story with my camera and put it on television. Yes, I remember it well.
They told them in not so many words to go stuff it, didn't they?
I'll tell you what actually happened, because I was in the courtroom, and I'm thrilled you ask. Okay, it wound up, there was a big rally in Albany, and a lot of healthcare workers came out, and then it wound up, the last stop was the Manhattan Supreme Court in New York, Lower Manhattan, near City Hall. And in the courtroom, the, you know, lawyers made their cases, and everybody, you know, did a good job, what have you. And at the end of it, a Judge Diamond said, come back with the science. This is not over. Come back with the science. Now, of course, the science, if you go to tinyurl.com/vaccine contents, which will tell you what's in vaccines from the CDC, come back with the science. I was like, oh boy, this is it. This is the big one. And lo and behold, that night he said, oh, we don't have enough vaccines. We're running short. We can't give them to the healthcare workers. That's what actually happened.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
No. I'm sure if they didn't, they would have told them the stuff in anyway, but that's what I had heard. I never knew the real facts of it.
Well, the nurse who started this protest, by the way, she said originally they had said to the nurses, we will give you a luggage set if you get the vaccine, if you get the flu shot. Then they said, we will give you ice cream if you get the flu shot. And eventually they
Wait a minute. Is the luggage set is to move out of New York?
No. They were offering luggage sets if you would take a flu shot. Okay? And then they were offering ice cream if you would take a flu shot. And eventually you can keep your job if you take the flu shot.
Okay, anyway, hear the music. Good night.
Thank you, Ken, for calling in, and thank you to Angry Castle and my guest Christina England and Les Jamison. My name is Sally L. Cordy. I'm normally on before Angry's show on Vaccine Free America, but it has been a complete delight hosting this evening. Thank you, Angry, and thank you, Ken.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.